Part 4. Questions 12 to 15. Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear several monologues. Each monologue will be spoken twice. They will not be printed in your test book, so you must listen carefully to understand what the speakers are saying. After you hear the monologue and the question about it, read the 5 possible answers and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. The following monologue is for questions 12 and 13. The Indonesian Soccer Association, PSSI, has announced that a portion of the takings from ticket sales of the AFF Cup Grand Final match against Thailand would be donated to the victims of an earthquake that struck Aceh's Pidijaya Regency on Wednesday. PSSI's newly elected chairman, Edi Rahmayadi, who took the helm last month, announced via his Twitter handle, @RahmayadiEdi, that 50,000 rupiahs would be donated from each ticket sold. In an attempt to ease the burden of our brothers and sisters currently facing disaster, the PSSI will donate 50,000 rupiahs from every AFF Cup final ticket to the victims of earthquake in Pidi, Aceh. Edi, who is also a commander of the Army Strategic Reserves Command, or COSTRAD, tweeted on Friday. Indonesia, which is seen by many pundits as an underdog in the biennial competition amongst Southeast Asian nations, will host the first leg of the finals against favourite Thailand on Wednesday next week at Pakansari Stadium in Bogor, West Java. The seats are divided into 3 categories, with each category costing 100,000 rupiahs, 300,000 rupiahs, and 500,000 rupiahs, respectively. Number 12. What is mainly reported by the speaker? Number 13. Why would Edi Rahmayadi take 50,000 rupiahs from the sale of each ticket? The following monologue is for questions 12 and 13. The Indonesian Soccer Association, PSSI, has announced that a portion of the takings from ticket sales of the AFF Cup Grand Final match against Thailand would be donated to the victims of an earthquake that struck Aceh's Pidijaya Regency on Wednesday. PSSI's newly elected chairman, Edi Rahmayadi, who took the helm last month, announced via his Twitter handle, @RahmayadiEdi, that 50,000 rupiahs would be donated from each ticket sold. In an attempt to ease the burden of our brothers and sisters currently facing disaster, the PSSI will donate 50,000 rupiahs from every AFF Cup final ticket to the victims of earthquake in Pidi, Aceh. Eddie, who is also a commander of the Army Strategic Reserves Command, or COSTRAD, tweeted on Friday. Indonesia, which is seen by many pundits as an underdog in the biennial competition amongst Southeast Asian nations, will host the first leg of the finals against favourite Thailand on Wednesday next week at Pakansari Stadium in Bogor, West Java. The seats are divided into three categories, with each category costing 100,000 rupees, 300,000 rupees, and 500,000 rupees, respectively. Number 12. What is mainly reported by the speaker? Number 13. Why would Eddie Rahmayadi take 50,000 rupees from the sale of each ticket? The following monologue is for questions 14 and 15.
Andik Vermansyah was born in Jember, East Java, to Saman, a coolie, and Jumia, a tailor, both indigenous Javanese. Vermansyah spent his childhood selling ice as a means of earning money for his family. His parents, earning barely enough money for living expenditures, had little funds to help Vermansyah realize his dream as a footballer. At first, Vermansyah was not allowed to pursue his footballing career due to his family's economic condition. However, a strongly motivated Vermansyah did not give up his dream of becoming a professional footballer. He did everything he could to pursue his dreams by all means, and to fund his burgeoning career, he had to sell cake and ice, even playing football for inter-village tournaments, just to be able to buy a pair of football shoes. Vermansyah received his big break when the coach of SSB, Suryanaga, Rudy, discovered his talents. Rudy offered Vermansyah to play at a football academy in Jember, free of charge.
Number 14. What did Vermansyah sell when he was a child? Number 15. How did Vermansyah get his big break? The following monologue is for questions 14 and 15.
Andik Vermansyah was born in Jember, East Java, to Saman, a coolie, and Jumia, a tailor, both indigenous Javanese. Vermansyah spent his childhood selling ice as a means of earning money for his family. His parents, earning barely enough money for living expenditures, had little funds to help Vermansyah realize his dream as a footballer. At first, Vermansyah was not allowed to pursue his footballing career due to his family's economic condition. However, a strongly motivated Vermansyah did not give up his dream of becoming a professional footballer. He did everything he could to pursue his dreams by all means, and to fund his burgeoning career, he had to sell cake and ice, even playing football for inter-village tournaments. Just to be able to buy a pair of football shoes. Vermancha received his big break when the coach of SSB Suryanaga, Rudy, discovered his talents. Rudy offered Vermancha to play at a football academy in Jemba, free of charge.
Number 14. What did Vermancha sell when he was a child? Number 15. How did Vermancha get his big break? This is the end of the listening section.